Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Welcome in, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You know I got no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind, week three of the NFL right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. If you can tell, like always, super excited about what happened on this day. Man, oh man, some unbelievable performances by a lot of guys out there, to be quite honest with you. We're going to get to all the scores in just a little bit, but a couple of the highlights. Once again, the New England Patriots, they just get it done each week, week in and week out. They just continue to impress us. They're like a well-oiled machine, as I was telling Scott. Just incredible. Chiefs get it done in a close one against the Ravens. That was fun to watch. Colts, they're gritty, man. I'll tell you what, Jacoby Brissett, I'll tell you, the kid really goes out there. He puts it all on the line and plays his heart out each week. So if you're not a fan, you're going to become a fan of this kid. The Colts, they're going to continue to battle, too. I really think there's something special about them, even though Andrew Luck isn't with them. The Lions, wow, gutty performance from them, getting a victory on the road against the Eagles. So impressive for them after a week one tie with the Cardinals. They've kind of turned things around a little bit. Speaking about the Cardinals, they go down to the Panthers. So we'll get into that a little bit, a battle of Kyle Allen and Kyler Murray, a couple guys that linked up back in college. Now they link up as starters here in the NFL, and the Panthers get the better of it, so we'll get into that. And the big day for Mike Evans, the wide receiver from the Buccaneers. 8 receptions, 190 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Yep, you heard me. He's not a quarterback either, people. That's a wide receiver, Mike Evans, just putting on a heck of a show. In a losing performance, by the way, because Daniel Jones outshined everybody in what was a miraculous day for him and the New York Football Giants, so I can't wait to talk about that. Texans rebound after a loss from them to the Chargers, and the Chargers right now looking a little shaky, to be honest with you, so kind of interested to talk a little bit about that. The Saints, they go on the road and get a victory with Teddy Bridgewater at the helms. Wow, man, so much to get into. The Niners, they get it done too. Keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf right here on the NFL Rewind, and it is Sports Overnight America.
Semi-annual sale is officially on. You now have the rare chance to get the latest Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors at 17% off, a discount usually reserved just for Dell employees. Shop a wide selection of leading-edge Dell and Alienware monitors and more, all with free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/semi-annual sale to enjoy huge, limited-time employee savings. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Hey, fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with the top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from the pros and use Home Advisor's Project Cost Guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To get the right pro at a fair price, just go to Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
And here's today's BRP safety tips. Riding outdoor recreational vehicles can be fun. These safety tips can help make your outdoor experience safe and enjoyable. Enroll in a motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, or water safety course. Depending on the vehicle, always wear protective gear. Helmets, life jackets, goggles, long sleeve shirts and pants, and gloves will help keep you incident free. Always stick to the correct and legal number of people on your outdoor machine. And now a word from BRP.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists.
iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
So I let him, I would put it in his hands.
Second down and nine. Brady under center at his own five. It's tight end. Allen in motion. Michelle in the backfield. A spinning handoff. And it goes to Michelle by the 10 down a block. 15. He's zigzags the field to 20. He's by the 25 on the hash mark to 30 and out to about the 32, 31 yard line of New England. Brought down by John Johnson in the secondary for the Rams. A 26 yard swerving run by Sony Michelle to the 31 of New England.
Jones again with time, corner of the end zone, completes it. Did Fowler get his feet in? Yes, touchdown Giants.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Okay, let's go.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind. Week 3 of the NFL in the books. Can't believe it, man. I'm telling you what, we're going to be saying this in a couple weeks. The season's going by too quickly, and you know what? It's going to be gone before you know it. Like, dead seriously. But what a day for a lot of those young quarterbacks. And let's start with Daniel Jones and what he did with the New York Football Giants, 32-31 on the road, beating the Buccaneers and able to withstand an unbelievable performance from Mike Evans. And most of it happened in the first half, but guy finishes the game with 8 receptions, 190 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jameis Winston, 23 of 37 for 380 yards and the 3 touchdowns, obviously all to Mike Evans, which, by the way, I do have him on one of my fantasy football teams, went up against him in one of my other fantasy football teams. So always fun to play fantasy football because you're cheering for guys sometimes and you're rooting against guys all at the same time. Anyways, Daniel Jones, what a day for him. 336 yards, couple touchdowns, no interceptions, 23 of 36. And you know what? A couple of rushing touchdowns to go along with it. I'll tell you what, this kid really went out there and just played, you know, something that Eli hasn't been able to do for them is be the guy to make plays and make things happen. And Daniel Jones gave him that spark. So you got to like what he brought to the table. You got to like the direction that he could maybe take the New York Football Giants in. And again, I know don't get caught speeding here. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but they did it on the road. First time this guy starts in the NFL. Got to be a little bit impressed. And I said, if there's a guy that could go out there and shine as a rookie quarterback, it wasn't going to be Kyler Murray, in my humble opinion. It was going to be this Daniel Jones kid because of what he did in the preseason. And I know it's really vanilla, but for some reason, I just felt like this kid belonged, and everybody was kind of laughing about the whole situation there. Nothing to laugh about now. Daniel Jones gets a victory in his first game for the New York Football Giants on the road to Tampa Bay, 32-31. Bengals go down to the Bills, 17-21. Bills wind up getting a late score to seal that deal. And old man Frank Gore, 14 carries, 76 yards, one touchdown. You got to love just seeing that kind of a performance from a guy who literally is playing with knees that have got to be shot, a body that's got to be shot, and he's playing with heart, determination, and you know what? Probably a really high football IQ. So Frank Gore has a solid day for the Bills, 21-17. They do get it done. And, you know, say what you want about Josh Allen, but the dude gets the job done week in and week out. And look out, the Buffalo Bills, they're 3-0, and they might be able to run a little bit with the New England Patriots, who another victory for those guys. That's a well-oiled machine. 30-14, they win. Look, I think it's going to be a two-team race. At the end of the day, it's Kansas City most likely playing the New England Patriots, unless something bizarre happens in the AFC. It's going to be kind of boring. But hopefully along the way, we're just going to continue to be inspired by what we see on the football field. Cowboys get it done over the Dolphins. It started out a little sluggish and slow for them, but 31-6, they do pull away. Amari Cooper, a couple touchdowns, 88 yards, six receptions for him. Dak Prescott, 246, 19 of 32. Ezekiel Elliott, another 100-yard day for him, 125 on 19 carries. So pretty solid, productive day for the Dallas Cowboys, who are also off to a 3-0 start. Packers 27-16. They get it done over the Denver Broncos, who were feisty for a while. I'll be honest with you. They played a pretty solid first half. This thing was relatively close, 17-10 at the halftime, and then Green Bay's defense. You know what? Like Aaron Rodgers said week one, they have a defense. And speaking of Aaron Rodgers, 17 of 29, 235, one touchdown. A big day for Aaron Jones in the sense of being able to score touchdowns, but not a huge day for him on the ground carrying the ball, but he did add two touchdowns. And I don't think that offense is quite clicking on all cylinders yet. So it might be scary to see what the Green Bay Packers are all about if they do have a complete football game, because the defense has been absolutely stellar. So liking what I'm seeing on that side of the ball for the Green Bay Packers. Colts, I talked a little bit about Jacoby Brissett, man. Tell you what, dude is fast becoming one of my favorite players in the NFL. I love the way that this guy plays. You know, I'm watching games a lot of times at bars, and it's interesting hearing fans of those teams, and you hear guys screaming, oh, don't do this, don't do that, and then they're like, yes, one the next moment they're screaming, and that is a lot of what you hear when you're talking about Jacoby Brissett. But 28 of 37, and he started out the day on fire, man. So 310 yards, two touchdowns for him, a real solid win for the Colts, 27-24, and the Falcons just can't seem to get it done. I don't know exactly what's wrong with them, because they have a ton of weapons. I mean, Julio Jones, 128, a touchdown and eight receptions in a losing effort. So it's not like they don't have weapons. They do. They got a lot of weapons. Chiefs hang on, 33-28 over the Ravens. Patrick Mahomes, another really, really good football day for him, 27-37 for 374 and three touchdowns. Mark Ingram was carrying the rock really well for the Ravens. Three touchdowns for him, 103 yards, 16 carries in a losing effort. Wasn't the best day for Lamar Jackson. And we'll get into a lot of this stuff on the other side. I do want to get through the scores. Vikings 34-14 over the Raiders, and Dalvin Cook, three straight games now, over 100 yards, 16 carries, 110, and a touchdown to go along with it for him. And Thielen, a big day for the Vikings wide receiver. Patriots, like I said, 30-14, they beat the Jets. 27-24, the Lions over the Eagles. And you know what? this is just a little unfortunate for the Eagles because it was a gutsy performance from Carson Wentz, who is playing without a ton of weapons right now. No Alshon Jeffrey, no DeSean Jackson. Makes things a lot more difficult when you're going to your number three guy and making him step up to be your number one. And I'm not taking anything away from those guys that are out there playing for the Eagles, but truth be told, they're not Alshon Jeffrey and they're not DeSean Jackson. So, kudos to them putting out a really strong effort. But Lions have kind of figured things out a little bit. 2-0-1 now on the season, 27-24. They do win. Panthers 38-20 in the Kyle Allen, Kyler Murray rematch once again. As like I said, they battled it out in college, and Kyle Allen got the better of that one back in the day and gets the better of this one, 38-20 over the Cardinals. And the Cardinals struggling in a lot of ways, to be honest with you. So there's so much to get into, by the way, with all these scores that I'm giving you, and a lot to dissect and a lot to take in from week three of the NFL. Texans 27-20 over the Chargers. Nice win for them on the road. Chargers, again, this is something we got to get into. They're not all that in a bag of chips, and I think that they're struggling without Melvin Gordon, and that's starting to speak a little bit more loudly and clearly as the weeks progress. And I know it's not something that they want to admit to, but Melvin Gordon, you're missing that dynamic on the field. It does make a difference. 49ers hang on to beat the Steelers 24-20. Saints, like I said, on the road, nice victory for Teddy Bridgewater and the guys, and a huge day for Alvin Kamara, running and catching the ball. 33-27, they win against the Seahawks. Rams, that was the Sunday nighter. They win against the Browns 20-13. Jared Goff, couple touchdowns, couple interceptions, little good, little bad, and the Browns just were struggling all around when it comes to trying to move the football on the Rams, and not too surprised, to be quite honest with you. So a ton to get into from week three of the NFL, and when I do come back on the other side, I'll get into some of the good, some of the bad, some of the things that I think are very intriguing and interesting in week three of the NFL. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
The snap. Josh wants to throw. Rolls right. Cox his arm. Still has it now. On the run. Gets that down. Northeast. He's in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Touchdown, Josh Allen, a 3-yard runner on the right side. The Bills score their first touchdown of the game with 10:21 left to play in the fourth quarter.
It's first and goal at the Kansas City 7 for the Rams. Couple tight ends. Goff under center, gets the snap, fakes the handoff, drops back, looks right, arching spiral pass in the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, over the shoulder, two-handed catch in the back corner of the end zone by Robert Woods.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Cobb and Nelson go wide to the left of the line. Williams will shift to the left side of Hundley. Low shotgun snap, plucks it off the turf. Hundley drops the throw, fires to the left sideline. Wide open at the 10 and into the end zone is Randall Cobb. 39 yards for the score, and for the first time since December 27 of 2015, somebody scores in the regular season on the opening drive against the Pittsburgh Steelers. This game's tied at 6.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind. Week 3 in the books right here on Sports Overnight America. So much to get into. I know I got callers at 1-800-878-7529. Always hit me up on Twitter. Follow me there, too. It's Dorf on Sports. Great day in the NFL. Some big-time performances from a lot of guys, to be quite honest with you. A lot of great performances from wide receivers. Some really good running back performances today. And, of course, some great quarterback play, as always, from the NFL. Let's jump out to the phone. Speaking of quarterbacks, let's hook up with my quarterback, none other than Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica, you got the Dorf, man. It is the NFL Rewind. Week 3, brother, in the books right here on Sports Overnight America. What's on your mind, my friend?
Oh, man, how are you, my brother from a different mother? There's a lot of things on my mind today, and I am feeling so great. And, you know, I want to just divert a little bit about just the scores, but about NFL games and the next day when you go to work or wherever you see your friends when your team wins. Or if you have a weekend like Mitch in Santa Monica did. And I'm going to divert, and please give me 20 seconds here. But when you start your Saturday with Cal being the first 4-0 team in the Pac-12 and going up and beating Ole Miss and now being ranked 15. And then Wisconsin steps on Michigan's throat and goes up to 8. And Miami beats Central Michigan. And the Brewers win and the Cubs lose, which put the Brewers in the wild card sole possession. And then you go to today where the Packers win and the Brewers win again and the Nationals lose. And now you've got the Brewers and the Nationals are tied for that spot. And then you go like, well, what else could go right? Team is.
Not sure what happened to Mitch there in Santa Monica, but wow, just an amazing day in the NFL, man. And I agree with everything that you said, Mitch. I mean, look, you're right. The sports world has other things happening. We know that, brother. I get it. Obviously, on the NFL Rewind, we like to. I know. On the NFL Rewind, we focus on NFL football. So everything you said definitely has its time and its place. But let's talk a little NFL. And since you mentioned, obviously, the Brewers and all that stuff, well, let's go to Green Bay. Let's talk about your Packers, and we'll talk about the performance that they had. And once again, defense was stellar. I'm a little bit concerned. I'm sorry, but, you know, this offense should be more prolific than it is. And Aaron Jones was running like a beast last week. This week doesn't have the same type of mojo. I know he got a couple touchdowns, but obviously not the type of yardage that you're expecting from that guy. And Aaron Rodgers, well, even though he was relatively efficient, Mitch, 235 yards, one touchdown, he's missing some throws that I'm accustomed to see him making. I see him arguing a little bit with LaFleur on the sidelines to a certain degree. So I understand you're probably feeling pretty good about the situation. They are 3-0. I understand that. But I do think there is a little bit of cause for concern because offensively, they're definitely struggling at this point, man.
They are finding – you say struggling. I'm saying finding themselves. This is a team in which they had absolutely no preseason snaps with Aaron Rodgers in the first team. And we've talked about this ad nauseum online and offline together. So this team is going to come together. I have no problem, no issues with what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers and his offense. The key is that this team now finally has a defense, and the defense is winning the ball games. And once you will see what's going to happen now. They've got a Thursday game this week against a depleted Eagles game, Eagles team. And then they got 10 days off to prepare for the Cowboys. So, you know, it's kind of on paper looking like a really tough schedule, but now the way things are working out, they've got things in there where they're happening where they potentially have a good shot of going 5-0. I mean, I'm not saying that the Lions right now undefeated. Please, 2-0-1. I mean, please. A Tigers, Arizona. Forget the lie-downs. And you know what? Their win today was great against the Eagles. But that shows you really where the Eagles are. So let's see what happens this Thursday night with them. I am, you know, if Aaron Rodgers is behind the ball, and if he's healthy, I have no problems with what's going to happen. Forget all his QBR. Forget about everything else. But he's going to find ways to win the games. There are players there that are going to be stepping up and making plays. And as far as this defense is concerned, this defense is keeping them in the game. They're winning the games. They are the number one team in terms of takeovers, and that is no fluke. This is for real, guys. This is a team that has a defense, and you know, and you preached it on this show for years, defense wins championships. And we usually talk about that in the playoffs because the usual regular season is about an offensive, like, show. But now what we're seeing with the Packers is their defense is for real. These guys, Smith, your law firm is completely stepping up. And I love what's going on with the Packers right now. Granted, they're my team, and you know what? They're kind of like cardiac at the end, but it's kind of like the Cal Bears. They go out the great start, and then they're the cardiac kids, and you see what happens in the game.
Let me throw a couple things at you because you bring up a couple of great topics here. Okay, so with everything that you saw from week three in the NFL, because I got to keep you on task here, Mitch in Santa Monica. With everything that you saw from week three in the NFL, and a lot of new faces out there as far as the quarterbacks go, a lot of opportunity for guys. What was the one thing that you saw from week three in the NFL that really caught your eye from one of these young quarterbacks? Was it the performance from Daniel Jones, who I think really, really showed something? A lot of heart on the road, winning at Tampa Bay in a gutsy performance.
I'll stop you right there, without question. I mean, I was going to give you Mitch's picks earlier this morning. I didn't do that, but I was gonna, like, the Giants are done for the year. But that performance was impressive because I think the Buccaneers were actually a for real team, and they weren't getting. You know, I mean, it's hard to win an NFL game. You need some luck. You need some breaks. And I didn't think the Buccaneers were getting those breaks in the beginning of the season. And for the Giants to go in there with him to win that game, I think was extremely impressive. Super impressive. So
Let me ask you two more questions for you, Mitch. Go ahead. Two more questions for you. Which wide receiver today just absolutely blew your mind? Was it Tyler Lockett? Was it the performance from Mike Evans there for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the 190 yards and the three touchdowns? Which wide receiver really stole the show today?
Well, I think there were a lot of big wide receiver plays throughout all of NFL, all throughout the entire NFL. I think it was more a quarterback thing. I'm not going to focus on the wide receivers because it's about the quarterback delivering the ball. And it's like which quarterback stepped up and really delivered the ball today to, you know, whether it was a young guy or an old guy. So, you know, I'm not going to necessarily – I mean, the receivers, as we've seen, they become like interchangeable parts. It's the quarterback who's the nucleus –
All right, let's give you the last call on it, man, because I got to take a break in a minute. Which NFL quarterback today just rocked your world? Who were you super impressed with?
I was impressed with the Giants. I was with the Giants. I was also impressed with, you know, the Lions. I mean, you know, these guys are stepping up, and you know, I can't not fault A-Rod. He's 3-0. I mean, he had a touchdown. He, you know, threw for 235 yards, 17 for 29. I mean, he's my guy.
All so, right, hey, I got a rock and roll.
And by
Mitch.
The way, the Bills.
Well, I'll hear from him next week, man. Anyways, but he was right. Daniel Jones, hell of a day for that kid. Two in the air, two on the ground. That is a heck of a performance from a rookie quarterback that not a lot of people thought was any good and were laughing at the Giants when they drafted him. Anyways, I'll be back in just a second. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Showing A-gap pressure, and they come with it. Here come the Niners, and there goes Rodgers to the end zone.
This is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with the top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from the pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To get the right pro at a fair price, just go to Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
The heroes of the 60s, like the game itself, seem larger than life size.
All right, now I want you to listen to me, and listen good. Because this is what we're going to do. We're going to run the ball, we're going to pass the ball, we're going right down this field, and we're going to score.
And it is the Chiefs break huddle, and they're all white with red trim, moving to our left. At the 21 of L.A., golden opportunity. Mahomes under center. The snap, the spin, the fake handoff, and a drop back is 7. Screen pass for Hunt, 20. Outside the numbers, 15-10. Got a block at the 5. Inside the pylon. Touchdown! Screen pass to Hunt.
Scott on second, going deep. And there's a touchdown. Michael Gallup, a rookie, outmaneuvered down the far sideline to catch a touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
How about that?
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me. It's Dorf on Sports on Twitter. Call me, 1-800-878-7529. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, right here on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. I'm going to break through every game, and I'm going to go through the good and the bad, at least from what I saw. If you don't think I'm seeing it right, love to hear from you. Believe me. 1-800-878-7529. All right, so we're going to start off with Thursday because we did see something interesting there. We saw Gardner Minshew mania take over, where the guy threw for a couple touchdowns. And if you don't know his story, the kid from Wazoo came out and had an opportunity, made the most of it, right? He said, I'm going to make the most of it. And he sure as hell did. And the Jaguars got a much-needed win. The Titans, I think, are just – look, man, they're going to make you scratch your head week in and week out. And I think it's going to be one of those situations where they're probably going to be in it because their division is going to be interesting. And I don't know if there's ever going to be somebody that really, really takes off. So I think that ultimately 10-6 could win that division. So 9-7, you're right there. It'll be interesting. I really think it will definitely be interesting to see how that division all shakes out when you think about the teams that are there. Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Houston, and Tennessee. From what I've seen so far, I'm going to say I like Houston and Indianapolis. But again, a lot could change. A lot could change. Bengals and Bills. The Bengals are just not a good football team. I'm sorry, but that's just – I can't sugarcoat it, people. Andy Dalton has no weapons. Mixon can't get out of the backfield more often than not. He wound up having a decent game, but truth be told, they don't have a good balanced attack. And their defense, it's going to get tired because they're going to be on the field a lot of time. The Bills, though, on the other hand, I think it's interesting to hope that they can continue this type of play. At some point in the season, I have a feeling the Bills are going to hit the wall and they're going to struggle. So let's see how long the Bills can keep this up. Cowboys are a pretty good football team. I don't need to spend any time talking about the Dolphins. They're pathetic. They're not worth me talking about. So the Cowboys are going to get a little more time than other teams. But they're a good football team. Defensively, we'll see when they go up against teams that maybe have more weapons. But offensively, I'm sorry. I mean, Amari Cooper, very good number one wide receiver. Ezekiel Elliott may be the best running back in the game. And Dak Prescott, for what it's worth, in my humble opinion, I think he's a pretty damn good quarterback. He's not Tom Brady good. I get it. But he's a pretty damn good quarterback. So I like the Cowboys a lot. And what you've noticed about the Cowboys here the last few weeks, the drama has definitely settled down quite a bit, and it's business time. But I will say this. It doesn't matter how much anybody's about business, because at the end of the year, you got to be healthy. So the strong will survive. We'll see who winds up being there at the end. Packers, I do think they're a good football team. I am definitely from the great state of Wisconsin, so I am not one of those homer guys. I'm a little bit more objective. I don't see the offense flourishing right now, because it's not. They've had their moments, sure. But overall, the defense has carried these guys. And again, that's beautiful. That's wonderful. But as far as the offensive side of the ball, it's been a little inconsistent. And yes, absolutely. It's a lot because Aaron Rodgers didn't play in the preseason. I get it, man. I get it. And thank God, because of the way things have worked out with the defense, it hasn't come back to bite them. And they're winning football games that they should win. Denver, you know, I watched that game, and I'll tell you what, they've got some playmakers. I mean, Phillip Lindsay, he's like a buck-o-five soaking wet. And obviously I'm kidding a little bit, but he's a little dude. And he goes out there and he makes a lot of plays. And he throws his body on the line. I like watching that kid play. Undrafted kid. He's got a lot of heart. And they've got some other guys. Freeman can run the ball. They've got some decent pieces. I just don't think that at this point in Joe Flacco's career, he's going to come in there and be like a savior. It's just not going to happen. Not seeing it. Moving on, Falcons and Colts. The Falcons, I had high hopes for them. I really did. And it's early enough that they can still figure it out. But their defense is going to have to really get a lot better. They gave up big chunks, man. And the offensive players, Julio Jones was fantastic. 8 receptions, 128 yards, a touchdown. The running game, I think it was – part of the problem was is they were behind. So you have to go about things a little differently when you're behind. It's why it's so important to have that balanced attack, man. You got to have that balanced attack in the NFL. So I think the Falcons still have time. But I'm definitely off the wagon of thinking that – they could potentially be a Super Bowl contender because they got a lot to go for that to happen. The Colts, on the other hand, I'm telling you what, they're going to overachieve. They're going to overachieve. Jacoby Brissett will find – he'll be able to make plays. He'll find enough plays to make. Are there going to be games that he loses because he's searching to make those plays? Sure, absolutely. But I do believe that you're going to be okay with that. That's not a problem. When you know a guy is giving it everything he has, you'll take the good with the bad. T.Y. Hilton, he can still get out there and run routes. Really doesn't matter who's throwing him the ball. Mac, their running back, he's pretty decent too. So they've got some pieces that they can work with. Chiefs, we know they're a juggernaut, man. That's a really good football team. And when Tyreek Hill comes back, they're going to be even better. We know that. The Ravens, I was a little unimpressed with Lamar Jackson and his inability to go out there and throw a better ball. He started out okay, and then after they scored that early touchdown, it got a little shaky. And then the crazy backyard plays that he was making late in the ball game to kind of make it interesting, because they scored 15 points in the fourth quarter to only 3 points from the Chiefs. So it got interesting, but the Ravens are not quite at the level of the Chiefs. Could they get them? Maybe, sure. But I think it's really hard to hold Patrick Mahomes to a bad game. You maybe can hold him to a bad quarter, but that guy can throw for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns in a quarter. So ultimately, you got to have him be bad for a whole day, and that's hard to do. Ravens, I think they'll get better as the season goes on. Vikings had a nice victory. I think that this is exactly what they needed. Get home, have a nice victory over a Raider team that was riding emotions pretty high early on. But then I think they came back to earth, and they're now going to have a pretty long season. I expect the Vikings to be tough throughout the whole year. And the running game they have with Dalvin Cook, he's had 300-yard games. Not much more you can say. That they're going to have a balanced attack is my whole point. And Kirk Cousins has two good receivers, Thielen and Diggs, that he can go to quite often. Patriots are just a well-oiled machine. They're freaking good, man. It doesn't matter if you take weapons away. He has tons of weapons as it is. Rex Burkhardt goes off today. I mean, Gordon has a solid day. Brady throws for 300-plus, a couple touchdowns. Guy's 42 years old. 42 years old. He's making this stuff look easy, people. Making this stuff look easy. Patriots are making it look easy. Punch their ticket to the Super Bowl, for crying out loud. Punch their ticket to the AFC Championship game. Eagles and Lions. Lions, I'm impressed with. I think they're playing much better football. Week one, man, they took their foot off the gas. They're not bad. They're not bad at all. And Stafford can make any throw in the book. Eagles are going to struggle while those wide receivers are out. It's too much for Carson Wentz, man. You can't ask them to do too much like they are right now. Panthers, they may have themselves a quarterback controversy. Like, Kyle Allen looked pretty good, man. 19 of 26, 4 touchdowns for that dude. 38 points they put up on the board. They weren't doing that with Cam Newton. Greg Olsen had a hell of a day. A couple touchdowns, 6 receptions, 75 yards. Solid day. Christian McCaffrey running the ball fantastic too. 24 carries, 153 and a touchdown for him. So it was an all-around pretty stellar performance from the Panthers, who absolutely needed that victory to have any hope whatsoever to stay within reach of making the playoffs. And the Cardinals, man, I'm sorry, people. I know you're going to not like me, because the truth of the matter is I'm so realistic about things, and I just tell it the way it is. Dude, they're bad. They're really bad. Kyler Murray, you're going to get good. You're going to get bad. You're going to get touchdowns. You're going to get interceptions. You're going to get bonehead plays. This is typical. So I don't want to keep seeing from Cardinal fan each week, we're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to kick this guy's butt, we're going to beat this. No, you're not. You're going to be trailing in most games, and you're going to look good at moments, because Kyler can't look bad for 60 minutes, man. It's impossible. Sorry, it's impossible. All right, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll come back, and I'll wrap things up like I do Dorfman style right here on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
The Carolina, Philadelphia, Brady under center, first and 10, a couple tight ends. Gets the snap, spins to his left, hands off to White over the left guard. He got a block at the 25 on the numbers, the 20. He goes inside, he's at the 15, the 10, breaks the tackle, the 10, the 5, touchdown! White frees himself, wiggles free, runs into the end zone, touchdown New England!
The scrimmage from the Cardinal 47, Stafford play action fake, being chased. Matthews got to duck out of there. Now he sets and throws deep down the right side, he just caught, aim and go at the 20, shakes him in, the 10, Danny to the house,
Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, baby, Stafford evaded the pressure. Amendola hauled it in, slipped the defender, took it to the house. That's big.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here with me tonight on the NFL Rewind. Week 3 of the NFL in the books now here on Sports Overnight America. Can't believe it, man. Almost a month into the NFL season. Insane. It's crazy. It's really crazy. A couple things I got to get off the chest before I get out of here. Some really gutsy performances, some great performances from a lot of guys on the football field on Sunday, and we come to expect that week in and week out. Keenan Allen with a spectacular performance. He had 13 catches for 183 yards, 2 touchdowns. We talked about Mike Evans, 8 receptions, 190 yards, and his 3-touchdown performance. Tyler Lockett, 11 catches, 154 yards, and a touchdown to go along with that one. A great day from Kamara from the New Orleans Saints. He ran the ball and he was catching the ball. I think he had like 9 receptions for 92 yards or something along those lines, and a couple of touchdowns, one running and one throw, one catching. Some really good performances out of those usual suspects that we always expect to, like Patrick Mahomes, another three-touchdown day, and Tom Brady with the magic that he has with the New England Patriots, man. Just throw him any weapon. It doesn't make a difference. He'll find that guy, and he'll score touchdowns week in and week out, and he does it at 42 like he's doing it when he was 25. So really impressive, unbelievable stuff. And just keep watching, because you're going to be mesmerized week in and week out is what you see on the field from the NFL, because these guys are spectacular. Anyways, I got to get the heck out of Dodge, make way for everybody else to come on in and do their thing. For Scott on the other side, making it always possible for me, I'm the Dwarf Man saying peace. I'll talk to you next week right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy out in San Francisco. Our phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still be telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, various platforms, devices that you can get, not only this show, but all the shows on the network on your particular device and or platform. Not to mention the fact we're on Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio. So if all you truckers out there want to chime in, again, our phone number is 1-800-878-7529. Twitter's more your thing, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA, and we're very happy to have you on board if social media is the direction that you wish to go. We mentioned the affiliates, KSHP 1400 AM leading the charge out of North Las Vegas, stronger signal heading back from the buffet at the Bellagio. We make them walk all the way back to keep the calories off because we're never going to let them go. Now, for those of you who listen on a regular basis, the American Forces Radio Network is near and dear to our heart. These guys and girls are out there each and every day protecting our six and allowing me to do everything that I like to do on the radio. Well, almost everything. And, you know, if that's the case and your kid is involved, respect, respect, respect. There's nothing that we really like to do out and put out there even more than is the fact that we are involved with the American Forces Radio Network. Ron just got back from South Korea not too long ago doing shows for the troops over there. We are a very big part of it ourselves. We head down the Army and Navy in the not-too-distant future, second week of December, and we'll be coming to you live from Radio Row, so the countdown is on for that, and we really appreciate what these kids do. So if you see somebody out there in a uniform, give them the respect they deserve. Be nice. Buy them a cup of coffee. Buy them lunch. Or just say, hey, attaboy, attagirl, we appreciate what you do. All right, as we get ready to head to the break, we've got a big show out in front of us today. National Football League style to start out with. A little bit of pennant races going on top of it, and a Monday Night Preview right here in the attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. I'm grabbing coffee. You don't get the privilege. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with the top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from the pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To get the right pro at a fair price, just go to Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
The Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer is pushing the limits of how affordable a Sea-Doo can be. Right now, not only are we offering up to $1,200 off select 2018 GTI and Spark models, we're also giving you 0% financing for 36 months. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. Escape the everyday at your local BRP dealer. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Dell semi-annual sale is officially on. You now have the rare chance to get the latest Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors at 17% off, a discount usually reserved just for Dell employees. Shop a wide selection of leading-edge Dell and Alienware monitors and more, all with free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/semi-annual sale to enjoy huge, limited-time employee savings. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Goal at the five. Brady in the gun. Flanking him to his left is White. Four wide receivers. Four on the defensive line. Shotgun snap to Brady. Cox's right arm. Line drive throw. Caught. Falling down. Belt high grab. Touchdown Gronkowski. A laser thrown by Brady. A five-yard touchdown grab. Two-handed lunging catch made middle of the end zone. Gronkowski beating Ronald Darby. And again the Patriots have fought back. Trailing by four early in the third in Super Bowl 52.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
That's big!
Oh, man, Oshevitz. Welcome back to the Attack. Black, Cuddy, you. We got a lot to talk about today. World of professional football, good stuff. Good stuff all the way around. From beginning till end, season's in full swing now. We got a lot of storylines to talk about, including young quarterbacks who made their debut, young quarterbacks who were matching up, and the fact that nobody in the National Football League can kick a football. All due respect to Gary Upremian. I kick a touchdown. Well, they need somebody like Gary Upremian in professional football because of the fact that nobody can kick the damn ball when it matters. I mean, it's brutal. It's brutal. What goes on between the ears of these kickers is just extraordinarily bad. And when it matters, these guys don't come through. It's a horror show. It's a horror show. Let's get right to it. We got a lot of ground to cover and not a ton of ground to cover. A ton of time to cover it. Bills beat the Bengals, remaining undefeated, 21-17. I'll tell you what, out of the top group of quarterbacks, now, it's early in the season, and we're not passing judgment here. Yeah, we are. No, we're not passing judgment here because of the fact that it takes a long time for the NFL season to play out, and it certainly takes even longer for careers to play out. But thus far, from that class of five that was drafted 2 years ago, who'd have thunk that Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson would be the top two guys thus far out of that draft class? Well, I did on one of them. Didn't on the other one. But, you know, you think about it. Josh Rosen, who is exiled to purgatory with bad National Football League teams, and you look at Allen, and you look at Lamar Jackson, who had a pitcher's duel with Patrick Mahomes yesterday. You look at Sam Darnold, and you look at Baker Mayfield. And those guys are just, everybody's struggling to a certain degree, but not Lamar Jackson, certainly. And Josh Allen, although he has accuracy problems, is still winning football games. And yesterday he didn't have accuracy problems. As the Bills beat the Bengals 21-17, Allen was 23 of 36, 243 yards, a touchdown, a pick. He got sacked once. He ran the ball nine times for 46 yards. And the new National Football League is here, and it's here to stay. And it is not a hybrid of the fun and gun, the spread, whatever you want to call it, whatever the hell it is they're running down there in Arizona. But what it is a league where, regardless of the fact that your quarterback is going to end up, not with the young guys yet, but going to end up being the highest paid guy on your football team, you are going to do something that National Football League coaches were always reticent to do involving your quarterback. If they are athletic, you are going to run your quarterback. Like I said, 243 yards through the air for Josh Allen, 46 on the ground, 175 yards total for the Buffalo rushing attack, led by Frank Gore, who's 100 years old, Allen, and TJ Yeldon. That's going to be the theme going throughout this show, because all these quarterbacks are capable of tucking and running. We'll get to Daniel Jones in a couple of minutes. Two touchdowns through the air, two touchdowns on the ground. If your quarterback can't move, you're not going to win football games, for the most part. There are exceptions, but for the most part, because this is the new National Football League. And when you think about it, it's completely justified in doing it because of the fact that the rules protect the quarterback. You can't take an unfettered shot at a quarterback, even when he's out of the pocket, unless he decides to go head on into the defenders, at which point he's taken his life in his hands. But if he dives head first or he goes feet first onto the ground, they can't take a shot at him. They've got to let him go to the ground. And if you do take a shot at him and you put him out of the game, you're going to get suspended. There will be a defender that decides it's worth paying that price, particularly as you get further and further into the season and you're looking to make the playoffs. And they decide, Josh Allen's out of the pocket. Let me take a shot at him and see if I can put him out of the game. There are guys in the league that play like that. But Josh Allen's also 6'5", 237 pounds. He's a big boy. So he's going to dish as well as take. Andy Dalton on the other side of the field, traditional pocket passer. And they're probably going to be looking for his replacement at the end of the year. He's not doing anything particularly wrong. They're not a very good football team. And he'll end up staying in the league as a backup down the line. Won't be with the Bengals, but he'll be backing up a quarterback somewhere. He was 20 of 36, not a bad completion percentage, 249 yards, a touchdown, and two picks. One carry for 1 yard. He's not the prototypical NFL quarterback as the NFL stands today. And that's just the way it goes. That's exactly the way this league goes now. So, you know, again, you're looking at a transition, and if your quarterback can't run, which is why it's interesting on draft day, with all the criticism of the Giants not taking Dwayne Haskins and taking Daniel Jones, maybe it ends up being the right move. We don't know yet, but maybe it ends up being the right move, because as good an arm as Dwayne Haskins has and as good as he can place the football down the field, He's not particularly mobile, and he's more statuesque back there than anything else. We'll see if it plays out for the Redskins. Even though he's a big dude, he's not mobile in the pocket. So it the comparisons are going to be there because they're in the same draft class, number one. But you're talking about a complete group of young quarterbacks going forward that we're going to be talking about for a long, long period of time. One of them is Dak Prescott. He went up against the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins actually scored points this week. Josh Rosen was 18 of 39 being thrust into the starting role. No touchdowns, no interceptions. He had three carries for 13 yards. I mean, you can't describe how bad Miami is. They're going to be the underdog in every single football game that they play, barring catastrophic injury to the quarterback on the other side. And chances are pretty good they're not going to win a football game this year. That's just the way it is. But they actually scored 3 points in the first quarter, and it was only 10-6 at halftime. They actually had a pulse. Another mobile quarterback, Dak Prescott, who they don't like to run but has the ability to move outside of the pocket, went 19 of 32, 246 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a pick. Zeke had 125 on the ground. Pollard had 103 on the ground, 235 yards on the ground. Jason Garrett tried not to run it up, but the Dolphins are so bad that it still ended up being 31-6. And I think that's a theme you're going to see. There's going to be a lot of games in which the Dolphins are 20-plus points underdog. And teams are going to try not to run it up against them. But the danger in doing that is going to be that the Dolphins are finally and probably going to have a game at some point where they start to score some points, and your team's going to have to flip the switch and put it into gear offensively, and I don't know that they're going to be capable of doing it. So that's kind of going to be the storyline with the Dolphins. Cowboys are undefeated at 3-0. Dolphins are 0-3. It's going to be a long season. I don't know if they're going to be looking for their quarterback at the end of the year. I honestly don't. It depends how Rosen does for the rest of the year, what the coaching staff sees, and whether or not they think he can be an elite quarterback going forward. I think he can be. Unfortunately, his first two seasons in the league, he's ended up playing with the two worst teams in the National Football League, one of them historically so. All right, let's step out right here. When we come back, more National Football League. Fun on the run. I'm Bob Black. This is Sports Overnight America. Don't go anywhere.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV Ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Outside the one, handoff, Elliott powering into the end zone, behind the right side, touchdown Cowboys. At the Cowboy 34, they'll let Zeke do it, bounces out right, to the 40, to the 50, to the 30, sideline 20 and out of bounds.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black, here on Sports Overnight America.
Cowboys win!
Yeah, the Cowboys are winning, and rightfully so. They look damn good. I, as much as those words choke me, and I have to say they are looking good. Everything is clicking on all cylinders. Zeke is playing great ball. Amari Cooper is playing great ball. Dak's going to get his extension. Eventually, he's playing great ball. I still question whether or not he's the guy to lead you to a Super Bowl. Yesterday for him, 19 of 32, 246 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. In an easy game against the Miami Dolphins. They're 3-0 in first place. Eagles are struggling, and we'll get to them in a couple of minutes. But the reality is that the Cowboys are a damn good football team. They're going to make the playoffs again, barring catastrophic injury. Whether or not their coach remains their coach is going to be an interesting scenario at the end of the year, because Jerry expects them to go to the Super Bowl. And they certainly have the talent to go to the Super Bowl. There's a lot of competition within the conference for them to go to the Super Bowl. Whether or not Jason Garrett loses his job if they don't get to the Super Bowl, don't forget they won a playoff game last year. Not good enough for Jerry Jones. So I'll be curious to see how it plays out. You know, it's Dallas, so I root for turmoil, as the case may be. But with that being said, who knows? Packers 27, Broncos 16. Broncos are just good enough to lose. On the road at Green Bay, Flacco was pretty good, 20-29. He's one of those old-school quarterbacks that I was talking about, cannot run the football. 213 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick. Their defense is really good. Their offense is really average. 149 yards on the ground. It's formulaic with the team. They're going to run the football and then put it on the arm of Flacco at the end. But with that being said, they're going up against a really good Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, who they try not to run, but can run if the circumstance dictates. He and Brady and Breeze are the last of the old guard now that Eli's on the sidelines. Aaron can move. But in reality, they don't want him outside of the pocket. Jamal Williams, 59 yards on the ground. Packers are good. I still think they're a little bit of a shell when it comes to being the elite. We're going to find out. Their defense has definitely stepped up. and the new players that they brought in via free agency in the draft have really performed thus far. But again, they've been going up against a couple of the lesser lights, not so much with Chicago, but it the other two games. We'll see. They're still a work in progress, and my opinion is still to be determined on that football team. Jacoby Brissett, big time yesterday. He was perfect in the first half. 28-37 overall, 310 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, another guy who can run. So, you know, you look at it and you say to yourself, 28-37, 310, two touchdowns. Nice. Matt Ryan, three touchdowns and an interception. And, of course, T.Y. Hilton, eight receptions, 65. Jones, man, Julio's amazing. Eight receptions, 128 yards. It's big time stuff. Big time stuff. 27-24. Atlanta is taking a beating right now, and we'll see how it plays out, because Atlanta may end up be looking for a new coach, and we'll see how it plays out, because this is one of those scenarios, quite frankly, that Indianapolis thought they had a Super Bowl team with Andrew Luck before he retired. They still think that they do. Colts are 2-1. Falcons are 1-2 and fading fast. One of the premier matchups, Chiefs 33 over the Ravens 28. Great stuff all the way around. I mean, you're looking at two of the quarterbacks going forward that are going to be forces to be reckoned with. What was impressive about this game was the fact that through the air, where Lamar Jackson has been brilliant thus far, they held him without a touchdown. Without a touchdown. 22 of 43, 267 yards. They ran the football really well. Mark Ingram, 16 carries, 103 yards. Edwards for 53. Lamar Jackson had eight carries for 46 yards. Pat Mahomes, 27 of 37. Three touchdowns, no interceptions. They try not to expose him to the run, but he can move around in the pocket. It was good stuff. I mean, Kansas City really did control this game most of the way. It was 23-6 at halftime. From then on, it was icing and window dressing. But it was still a fairly competitive game against two quarterbacks that are going to be around for a long period of time and lead these teams going forward. So if you like the young kids when it comes to your quarterback play, this was really a fun game to watch. And really, in many ways, was the premier game on the schedule. Vikings, 34-14 over the Raiders. I in my old office football pool, I bet on the hunch on this one. Yeah, I shouldn't have gone in that direction. Kirk Cousins was okay. Nothing great. They put it on the legs of Darwin Cook. 110 yards. Matheson had 58. Boone had 28. They ran for 211 yards. And Kirk Cousins was efficient. That's all he was a caretaker yesterday. Raiders are still bad. And the Raiders are going to have a tough decision at the end of the year, because there's three or four really good quarterbacks in this draft. Three of them can run. One of them can't. And Derek Carr is a throwback quarterback. He wasn't bad yesterday. They don't have a ton of talent around him. And, of course, the Antonio Brown thing didn't work out. But with all that being said, Jacobs, 10 carries, 44 yards on the ground. They ran for 88 yards. Not what they're capable of doing. And I have a feeling it's going to be a 3 or 4 win season for the Raiders as they get ready to go to Las Vegas. So it's going to be hard. I think the Raiders are going to fade pretty quickly into the West. We know the Vikings are fighting for their lives, but they're 2-1 right now. And tied on top of their division. No, I'm sorry, they were a game back of the Packers. But still, within reach of their division. And for a team that started off with a lot of struggles earlier in the year, not dealing with so many issues right now. Patriots smoked the Jets 30-14. Tom Brady was out after the third quarter. They put in Jason Stidham. Brady was 28-42, 306 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. Very efficient. Luke Falk fell back to earth, 12 of 22, 98 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. Le'Veon Bell, 18-35. Jets got two meaningless touchdowns. The only thing it did was cover the point spread. They can't wait for Sam Darnold to get back. The only problem, and if you're watching what's going on with the Jets, and they're trying to make strides under new leadership with the general manager and new leadership with their new head football coach, is that they don't have an offensive line. So in a way, as the players that they have now try to gel on the offensive line, you've got a situation where their quarterback would be playing run for your life, and he would be getting pounded like Luke Falk is getting pounded right now. He got sacked 5 times for 29 yards, and that was with Belichick calling off the dogs in the fourth quarter. So, you know, I don't want to say it's good that Sam Darnold is out, but it's probably for the best in the long term that he's missing a little bit of time here. Stinks for the Jets because they can't compete, and at least with Darnold, they had a chance of competing. But the way it stands right now, offensively, they got a long way to go. And in this upcoming draft and through free agency with Joe Douglas, they're going to have to put some bodies on that offensive line and hope that they're able to have some continuity, because it's not only Sam Darnold being affected by what's going on, it's also Le'Veon Bell. He's literally their only weapon. So, you know, you look at it and you say to yourself, all right, what do we do with this guy? Well, they ran him 18 carries for 35 yards because they were playing 8 in the box. And then you throw on top of it the fact he was the second leading receiver, 4 receptions for 28 yards with a longer of 16. He's frustrated. He's frustrated. But until Darnold comes back and is able to stretch the field a little bit, this is what they're going to be dealing with. They're weak at tight end. They're weak on the offensive line. And their defense gets worn down. It's not that they're all that bad. They just get worn down. For the Patriots, the beat goes on. It's Tom Brady and more Tom Brady and more Tom Brady. And until they're able to find a way to get him to step off the stage, that's the way it's going to be. I got news for you. I've been talking to people up there. Jason Stidham, they believe, is the successor to Tom Brady. They couldn't believe he was there in the draft, and he's a guy that had a bad senior season at the University of Auburn, which dropped him out of the first round. He was considered a first-round talent, top of the second round at worst, and there he was for New England to grab, and they grabbed him. All right, we're going to grab a little time right here before we head to the beach. I'm Bob Black. We're coming back with the Tampico update right after this brief timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Jones again with time, corner of the end zone, completes it. Did Fowler get his feet in? Yes, touchdown, Giants.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with the top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from the pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To get the right pro at a fair price, just go to Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? 4 lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Do you believe what that old man who was doing all the talking at the Oso Negro said the other night about gold changing a man's soul so he ain't the same kind of a guy as he was before finding it?
Guess it all depends on the man.
That's exactly what I say. Gold don't carry any curse with it. It all depends on whether or not the guy who finds it is the right guy. The way I see it, gold can be as much of a blessing as a curse.
Well, that's true, particularly if it's in your pocket. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Scott Cuddy, you. Tampico Update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel. Weather.com, it'll save your hind end. Well, not too shabby. I mean, fall is arriving, but you never know it in some of the places that we travel. 81 degrees currently in Tampico. High is going to be 89, 20% chance of rain. So there's a little bit of humidity in the air. Low is going to be 77. It feels like 87 right now in Tampico, Illinois, which remains the coolest city ever. Tampico, Mexico. Tampico, Illinois, 60 degrees currently. Feels like 59. Low is going to be 54. A little bit of wind blowing and severe thunderstorms supposedly in the forecast, but now they're showing on that there's no chance of rain. Get it right, Weather Channel. Come on, get it right. 74 is going to be your high. As I said, low is going to be 54 until the 20th of December. Tampico, Illinois is no longer the coldest city ever.
We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you. Patriots out.
And there you go. Welcome back to The Attack, Black Cuddy U. I looked up the Oso Negro online, Scotty. They got nothing. They got nothing. I can't believe it. Cerveza Barilo Preciso, Oxo, or Oso, as we talk about. It's usually involving Indio beer, Tecate, or what's that one for $49? Oh, Cerveza Barilito, 49 pesos. Oh, that's not bad. That's a pretty good deal. I don't know what it tastes like, but it's a pretty good deal. I'm digging it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. There's some really good Mexican beers. If you've ever been down to Mexico, man, you check out Dos Equis down there. It's really, really good. Unsolicited commercial, but I happen to like it. And, of course, Negro Modelo, which is my all-time favorite beer anyway, but that's just the way it rolls. And the way I roll. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Continuing along here, Eagles who can't get it right. They're 1-2 right now. Tied with the Giants. Lions 24. Lions 2-0-1. Not too bad. They're doing a good job up there in Detroit. Very quietly. Because they've balanced out the attack. And as much as I loved Jim Bob Cooter as an offensive coordinator, getting balance on that team now because they are committed to running the football. Johnson, 20 carries for 36 yards. It didn't matter. They were collapsing the box. He kept it going. McKissick, one carry for 44 yards on a little bit of misdirection. Marvin Jones Jr., six carries, 101 yards. Amendola, four for 37. Very efficient with Matthew Stafford. 18 of 32, 201 yards, touchdown, no interceptions. The Philly Boo Birds were out in force. They gave away this game. They had the opportunity to win. Carson Wentz was 19 of 36, 259 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. They ran the football for 127 yards, but they were so inefficient in the red zone. They went for it on fourth down a couple of times, came up short. They shouldn't have gone for it, and they end up losing the football game 27-24. Look, do I still believe the Eagles will sort it out? Yeah, I think they're the most talented team in the division, all due respect to the Dallas Cowboys. Actually, no respect to the Dallas Cowboys. But no, Dallas and Philadelphia are head and shoulders above the other teams in that division when it comes to talent. But right now, the Eagles are having a very hard time putting it together. And this is a game, a home loss that you can't afford to take. It's a team you have to beat in the Detroit Lions. Lions are better than what people think, but still, you can't give this football game away. No way, no how. An interesting game here, this next one. Panthers 38, Cardinals 20. It was a good competitive game for three quarters, and then the lack of talent on the Cardinal defense ended it. But the storyline here to me was Kyle Allen, who a lot of people out of college liked Kyle Allen. He's 23 years old, went to Houston. He transferred out of Arkansas and I believe Texas A&M as well. Ended up doing graduate at Houston and coming out of that system down there. He was good. He was real good. And when you look at it, here's a guy that has all the intangibles. He's got good size. He's got a good arm. I mean, he's 6'3", 210 yards. He just hasn't gotten the opportunity. And Carolina's in a weird place. They're 1-2 right now. Their franchise quarterback is certainly Cam Newton. But the pounding that he's taken during his entire career, a lot of it self-induced, a lot of it coaching-induced, because of the fact that they see him as much as a running threat as they do as a passing threat, has led to wear and tear. He's got shoulder issues. He's got leg issues. He's an old 28, 29 years old. And I don't know how much he's got left. And look, I know it's one game, but Kyle Allen stepped up in a big way. And when you look at him and you look at what he was able to do, maybe they got something here. I'm not saying he's going to beat Cam Newton out of the job, because when Cam Newton comes back and he's as healthy as he can be, he's still the quarterback. But Kyle Allen, going forward, for a team that might be looking for a quarterback at the end of the season, showed that he's got a skill set. I liked him coming out of college. I really did. But maybe they got something. The Panthers were certainly confident enough in him to go with him coming out of the draft as the backup quarterback. But, you know, McCaffrey went for 153 yards. Kyler Murray, 8 carries, 69 yards. He got sacked 8 times, which truthfully was the difference in the football game. Panthers geared it up, particularly at the end when the Cardinals had to throw the football. He was 30 of 43, 173 yards. Cardinals are now 0-2-1. They're still going to be one of the worst teams in football. It's going to be them and Miami, among others, going down the stretch. They're going to be able to add to their team. They're going to have their choice of draft picks at the top of the draft. But we'll see what direction they want to go in. Boy, it'll be tough to pass up on Jerry Jeudy if he's sitting there for Arizona, because he would be a big time weapon. But their quarterback is playing front run for your life right now, and I don't know how much longer he's going to be able to do that. Daniel Jones' era begins in New York. Actually, technically, it began down in Tampa. Wide right. Story of the game. For all the Giants fans, and I was listening to a lot of stuff on my way back from the bar that I was drinking at yesterday. 32-31 victory over Tampa Bay. Wide right, field goal missed by the rookie. Nobody in his league can kick a field goal anymore. Bruce Arians with one of the most bizarre explanations of taking a delay a game penalty that I've ever heard in my life, and we'll get to that in a second. But Daniel Jones, in his debut, played really well. Everybody needs to slow down a little bit. He was 23 of 36, 336 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had 2 interceptions dropped. He also ran the football 4 times, 28 yards, 2 touchdowns. This is the difference between him and Eli, which is why he's in. He can tuck and run. But in reality, when you look at his overall performance, it was very, very good. He outplayed Jameis when it mattered, because Jameis basically doesn't get it done when it matters. Although Jameis was very good yesterday. 380 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a pick. The pick mattered. That being said, had the 34-yard field goal gotten made, we would be having an entirely different conversation. It would be same old Giants. They managed to spit the bit because their defense can't stop anybody, which is the truth, at the end of the football game. But Matt Gay missed a 34-yarder and had 2 extra points missed, 1 missed and 1 blocked, and handed the Giants the football game. We would be talking about the Giants not getting it done on defense. We would be talking about nice debut by Daniel Jones, but they still managed to lose the football game. Oh, and they lost Saquon Barkley to a high ankle sprain, which is not a bueno thing. I mean, he hopped in on crutches at the end of the game to join the celebration when they won. High ankle sprains are no joke, and it looked pretty severe. He's having an MRI today to make sure there's no ligament damage, but he could be gone for a significant period of time. And I don't care how good Daniel Jones is. If he's not on the field, they ain't going to win football games. At least, well, they play Washington next week. They might be able to win that one. But, Wayne Gallman, who's solid but not spectacular, backs him up. And Elijah Penny. So they'll have to go to the passing game, which was very effective yesterday. But with all that being said, whoop-de-doo for Daniel Jones, and he looks like he's going to be the real deal going down the line, which is completely understandable. Evan Engram had a huge game. Sterling Shepard had a huge game. He targeted his guys. They got the ball at a tight end, which they needed to do. But they were fortunate, and I mean very fortunate, to win the football game. 1 missed field goal. And Bruce Arians, like I said, this could be the dumbest explanation I've ever heard out of a head football coach for anything that went on. His explanation at the end of the game, pushing back Gay to a 34-yard field goal, said he took the delay a game penalty on purpose. He's better back. The field is easier 5 yards back. No sense in hurrying. We wanted to move the ball over, put it in the middle, and make it an easy field goal. Well, how'd that work out for you? I've never heard an explanation like that out of any football coach in my entire life. It would have been a 29-yard field goal. And if you watched the game and saw, because he barely missed it right, from 29 yards, it would have been good. I mean, it's a woulda, shoulda, coulda. But nonetheless, I mean, this is bad stuff. I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. But, you know, it's Bruce Arians. He gets away with whatever he needs to get away with. All right, let's step out right now. When we come back, we'll wrap it up National Football League style right after this brief timeout. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack, Black, Cuddy, you. Yeah, we have some additional storylines we'll get into tomorrow in the National Football League, mostly involving quarterbacks and some of them involving the Cleveland Browns. Well, yeah, we'll be talking about that. And that wide receiver whose name I won't say on a Monday because I want to keep your day bright is no longer in the National Football League. Patriots cut him, and we'll talk about that and the ramifications going forward for his career. However, we got a Monday night matchup tonight. Chicago Bears heading east to Landover, Maryland, to face the Washington Redskins. Washington Redskins, Case Keenum's been playing pretty good football. Problem is their defense hasn't been up to snuff thus far this year, and they're pretty predictable on the offensive side. Jay Gruden's probably going to be out of a job at the end of the year, unless they turn it around pretty quickly. I just don't see where they have the talent on that team to do it. And the pressure is going to mount, even though it's not Case Keenum's fault. to get Haskins in there at the quarterback position, especially with Daniel Jones going in and looking good and the young quarterbacks in their division, Carson Wentz and Dak Prescott looking good. Well, there's a young quarterback on the other side of the field tonight that's going to have to perform as well in Mitchell Trubisky. Bears are not going to walk away with the division this year. Green Bay is vastly improved. Detroit, while I think they have holes and, you know, certainly going to have issues going forward, they're vastly improved. And this is no cakewalk for the Chicago Bears. They're not going to win 11 games this year. They're 1-1 overall. Trubisky has been pedestrian at best. And the geniuses that are running Chicago, because they were dubbed geniuses after last year, are the guys who traded up to get Mitchell Trubisky and passed over Patrick Mahomes. So he's going to need to step up and start playing a little bit. And the coach is going to have to coach him up and show what an offensive guru he is going forward. So we'll see. All right, we're out of here. We'll have more fun and frivolity in approximately 23 hours. Make sure you stay tuned for all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Have a great day, everybody.